This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This is, as I'm pretty sure we mentioned from time to time on this radio program, a global economy, of which Russia, last time we checked, is still a part, Ukrainian sanctions notwithstanding. So, Marketplace's Sabri Benishour has the global slice of the ruble's slide.
The ruble is worth half of what it was worth in July. The simple reason, of course, is that people don't want the ruble.
People aren't investing in Russia.
That's Alexander Clement at the Eurasia Group.
That was a problem before the Ukraine crisis, and it's been exacerbated by the sanctions and what's followed.
It's also the reason why the ruble's fall isn't expected to cause major economic havoc outside Russia. Jeff Mankoff is deputy director with the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
Because of the sanctions, there's been an effort on the part of a lot of those companies in neighboring countries and in Europe to reduce their exposure to Russia.
Inside, Russia is, of course, a different story. All of Russia's imports are now twice as expensive, and so are its foreign debts. Mark Chandler is global head of currency strategy at Brown Brothers Harriman.
Russia basically has about $680 billion of borrowings it did overseas. Roughly two-thirds of it are denominated in U.S. dollars.
Which are suddenly more expensive. Analysts don't quite see Russian companies all defaulting, but it wouldn't be pretty. Outside Russia's borders, the real ripple effects aren't economic, they're geopolitical, says Eurasia Group's Alexander Clement.
The economic pressure that Russia is experiencing now is being framed in Russia as part of a Western campaign to weaken Russia.
President Putin's popularity isn't based in dollars or rubles.
It's based almost entirely on a very kind of nationalistic, tough guy image.
So how will that tough guy respond when economically cornered? In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.